Benefits Show is underway, brought to you by Hillbean Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hillbean. Joining me via the phone line today is Lori Shannon from Destination Travel, and we're going to talk today about a wonderful trip. In fact, it's a trip to Holland at Tulip Time. And Lori, the last place I really ever went outside the country was with you to Holland at Tulip Time. So I'm so glad to have you here to talk about this trip. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How have you been? I haven't talked to you for a long time.
I'll tell you, it's nice to talk about travel again. Everybody went through COVID. Every industry was hit hard. I think the travel industry was hit the hardest. I haven't found one that was hit harder. So it's been a tough year and a half, but we're coming out of it. People are traveling. We're wiping away all of our tears from the last year and a half. And it's so nice to talk to clients. I actually have been calling clients just to talk to them because it's just so nice to talk to people again. So.
Well, you know, I just said the first trip you and I ever took together was to Alaska. And then we traveled other places, and we've gone to Amsterdam and down the Rhine River together. But where we were supposed to be last year together was in Iceland, and that got canceled because of COVID. So I'm irritated still about that. But you know what? We're back. There's things to talk about. And so travel is back. And you're right. It was hard for those of us like you and me that love to travel, and it was just hard on people in general, not to mention the whole industry that took a hit. So before we get into the details of this trip, because we've got lots of time, Lori, and I want to really talk about the tulips there in Holland. They're just fantastic. But people are saying, as Greg and I are taking a trip later this month, and we're just going to go out to the Black Hills on a group trip on a bus, and several people are still kind of afraid to travel, and a lot of people are still afraid to book anything overseas. If you book with Destination Travel, and let's say we book this beautiful Tulip Time trip, if for some reason COVID shut it down, could I get my money back?
Absolutely, positively. So we were able to get the majority of our clients' money back from 2020, and when I say majority, it's not $20,000. It's $1.2 million is what Destination Travel got refunded for our clients last year. So it was a lot of paperwork. We made it happen. We argued. We fought because we weren't booking trips, so we still had all this time to do to take care of things. So, yeah, we were extremely successful. I've actually had people call me from other agencies they booked with saying, how did you do it, and can you help me? So, yes, we will get all of our money back. Insurance has changed a lot in the last 15 months, so you have to have insurance for that. But most of our clients do book insurance. We have a 99.95% rating of people traveling with insurance. But, yes, if it happens again, now we're smarter. That's the greatest thing about it. Now we know all the tricks of the trade. So it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, the only way to get the world moving again is to go. You just have to be safe. For example, I went to Jamaica 2 weeks ago because I wanted to go see what was happening, see how the flights were and the COVID testing and how everything was. And I was so impressed. The COVID testing was so easy. Once you get there and you have to test to come back to America, so simple. They set it up for you. Everybody was courteous and clean and wore masks and hand sanitizer everywhere, and it was wonderful. Of course, we didn't have to wear masks outside, which was great. But everything was clean and I was very impressed. We've had many clients go to Mexico and the Caribbean, and I have not had one client that has come back with a problem. So you just have to be smart. And it's okay for us to, you know, brighten our brains and be a little smarter when we travel nowadays. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And this, again, is why a travel professional is so important. And, you know, as you know, I'm friends, not just with you, but with your friendly competitor, Mekki Kosin. And she has been saying this is why you'd book with a travel professional, because when something goes wrong, Lori Shannon, Mekki Kosin, they'll go to bat for you and they'll make everything is great. Yeah, the only thing worse than missing the Iceland trip last year would have been if Greg and I had to pay for the Iceland trip and didn't get to go.
Oh, gosh, that would have been awful. We are going to Iceland this year. Iceland has now opened up to America, and we're going in November. We're going to see those northern lights. So that group trip is on, and we do still have a little bit of space, maybe space for three.
Okay. So I don't, Bears fan and I are too old now to go. We've decided that that was probably out of our wheelhouse last year. We definitely, unless you're going to push me up the side of the mountain, Lori, I don't think I can make it. But I know
Mary,
you would. Because
didn't we take about 9 wheelchairs to Alaska one year? I mean, I could push you up that mountain.
We just need to get a wheelchair train going. I tell you what, I'll be the caboose. But let's talk about tulip time. Oh, my gosh, Lori. Avalon Waterways and Destination Travel have teamed up to offer this great trip. And so I'm just going to give the floor to you. I'll just be going, ooh, yeah, I loved it, I loved it, I loved it, which is I loved every part of our ride. There was not a single part of our Rhine River cruise I did not love. So I give it 2 thumbs up, and I put up my big toe on both feet, too. So talk a little bit about this Tulip Time cruise. First of all, the fly out of St. Louis on April 21st, and come back on April 30th. So it's a nice, more than 1 week, it's a nice longer trip. If you're going to Europe, you need to do that.
Sure, absolutely. So we'll fly from St. Louis together. We'll just change planes one time, Philadelphia. I already have the air done, of course. Same thing on the way back, just change planes one time. We fly there as a group. We fly home as a group. We are going to have one pre-night in Amsterdam again, because I really believe in that, because anything can happen to a flight. You don't want to be delayed and miss your ship. So we're going to have one night in Amsterdam, which is fabulous because it's such a great city. And we're on the Rhine River, but we've got some different stops that we're doing that we didn't get to go to the last time. And before I get into that, the great thing about river cruising, I think, is number one, 110 people. You're never in crowds. You don't feel like there's more than 20 people on the ship because it's such a nice ship. You know, and for me, it's probably the cookies, the donuts, and the cappuccinos that are all included. That's my thing. That wonderful room in the back of the ship where the treats change every day. It might be cookies, donuts, muffins, but you have cappuccino machines and hot tea and all the bottled water you want. It's all included. It's not like an ocean cruise where everything's added on. Everything's included. During lunch and dinner, which we all know this is dangerous sometimes, during lunch and dinner, all your beer and wine's included. My favorite thing about that is it's regional. So if you're in Amsterdam, you're going to have beers and wines from Amsterdam. Once you sail to Rotterdam, you're going to have local beers and wines from there. Antwerp, all local beers and wines. They don't have big freezers on these ships. The chefs get off every day. They shop locally. Everything is made fresh. The food is amazing. That is the best word I think I can use. I've never had a bad meal, and it seriously is amazing, as you experienced as well.
Oh, absolutely. The great thing about it is, let's say you're not familiar with a wine. They'll pour you just a little taste in your glass. You can try it. If you like it, great. You can get a full pour. If you don't, they'll bring you a new glass. You can try another wine that's on their selection that night. The same way with beer, you know, and the same way with the food. They serve this wonderful dish, and if that doesn't seem to be, you know, quite to your taste, there's always an alternate that can be found, although you and I got in trouble one time because your husband and my husband really love ice cream, and one night we said, let's stretch their boundaries a little bit and order them something else. And I believe when Mike came back to the table, his first response was, where the hell's my ice cream?
Yep, I think it was.
Yep, absolutely. But they got him his ice cream right away, so he had 2 desserts that night. So the first night, you know, the first to stay is in Amsterdam, and then that's got so much stuff, and you can do a lot of that on your own, or Lori, you'll kind of arrange for, you know, the group to go out and do things like that together. Like, I know together we saw the Anne Frank house, and we did things like that. So, you know, that'll be part of it, I'm sure. Kind of closer to the date, you'll decide what people want to do, right?
Exactly. So what I do is I book the trip, get everybody booked, and then a couple of months out, I make recommendations. This is the tour I would suggest. This is what I would suggest here. If you don't want to do that, we have A, B, and C. Most of the time, people choose to go with a group because, you know, we're groupies. We travel as a group, and we all like to hang out and have that experience together. The other thing, backing up just a bit, is on the river cruises, your city walking tours are all included, and you have a slow pace, a medium pace, and a fast pace. So they are there to take care of everyone. And it's nice because you get off the ship, they show you around the town, and then when you have your free time, you can walk around town and go back to that cathedral you didn't see, or maybe go to that coffee shop, or hike up that hill, or take a kayak tour, whatever you want to do. But they show you the city, which I think is super great. And we always stop at the smaller cities because we're on the river, which is wonderful. But there's so many things to see in Amsterdam. The Van Gogh Museum is one of my favorites. The Anne Frank House, as you said. You can take more tours on the river if you wish. Vondel Park, I don't know if you made it there, but it was amazing. We went to this unbelievable, it was just a big market in the middle of the city. And, you know, when I think market, I think food most of the time, but they had purses and jewelry and donuts, again, donuts, and all kinds of different things. So everybody got a lot of nice treasures from Amsterdam. And the rest of the cities that we're going to, a couple of them we went to the last time we went, but we've got some new ones. Of course, we're going to Rotterdam. Rotterdam is such a wonderful port city. It's in South Holland. It's absolutely gorgeous. Lots to do in Rotterdam. A couple of the other places that we're going to is, I know we're going to Ghent again. I know that you were there, which is a wonderful place. Of course, we're going to go see the 5 million tulip because you have to do that. And that was just breathtaking to me. Was it breathtaking to you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard to describe because some people have been to Pella, Iowa, and this is not to cast any shade on Pella, Iowa at all. That is the America's largest tulip festival, and there's well over 300,000 to 500,000 tulips there, and it's phenomenal, and everybody should go see it. However, imagine looking at a football field full of one color and kind of tulip, and then next to it is another football field of a different kind and variety, and next to it is a different football field. As you're driving out to the Kuchenhof Gardens, all the tulip, private tulip farmers out there have all their tulips out, and instead of seeing corn, soybeans, you just see acres and acres, as far as the eye can see, of tulips. And then you get into the Kuchenhof, and they have arranged them and planted them, so there's continual blooming and everything. And I think this year, the trip you're taking is at a little bit different time because you're going to do even more things at the Kuchenhof, I think, than we were able to do when we were there last.
We are. It's just past Easter this time. When we were there the last time, we were over Easter. We were actually there. I read in the newspaper the next day, the prime tulip day was yesterday, and I thought, wow, we didn't even know it, and we were there prime day.
Listen, if it got any better than that, I couldn't imagine it. Yeah, it was really, really fantastic.
Yeah. We're going to do a couple of additional garden tours while we're there as well. But the one thing that I still see the photo in my mind was coming around the corner on the motor coach, and you see purple and pink and blue and red, just miles and miles and miles of tulips. And it's just, it's hard to understand until you see it that there's 5 million tulips planted there, and every year they take them out in the fall because they give a new designer an opportunity to design next year's garden.
Yeah,
just
it's
incredible.
All new every year, which is the same at Pella. You know, it's all new every year,
sure.
And you know, but think about 500,000 versus 5 million. I mean,
correct.
Really, you know, at Pella usually does about between 200 and 300 is mostly. But again, I'm not casting shade on Pella. I'm just saying that if you like tulips, you have to get to the Kuchenhof because it is a wonderful day trip, a walking trip. The motor coach takes us right to the front door. And then, you know, you can go wherever you want to go. If you like certain colors, like certain things, you know, you're pretty much free. You can stay with your friends or you can wander off on your own. It doesn't matter. You see the tulips you want to see. And, oh my gosh, it is. And the smell. I mean, there's other flowers there, too, so the smell is absolutely intoxicating. It's really nice.
And flowers, there's shopping in every city that we stop at. There's cathedrals in every city that we stop in. There's wonderful tours. And it's funny because a couple of our clients will call me and say, okay, are we going here? Are we going there? And I say, oh, yeah, we're going there. We're not going there, but we're going close by. And I always ask why, and they're like, well, the shoes I buy in America are $150, but if I go to that city and go to that store, they're only $50. I will make sure that you find that store. I will lead you to that store, and I might look at those shoes with you. No problem.
It's one of your friendly hostess, the hostess with the most,
right.
With Lori Shannon.
That's right.
There is no shop she's not willing to go and investigate for you.
I'm all about helping you. You know, I might have to carry your bags for you. You never know. So
well,
we are full service.
We've got to Amsterdam, and the Keukenhof Gardens are in Amsterdam, Rotterdam, Ghent. Let's keep going down the Rhine River. What other ports of call? Because they're all wonderful. I mean, they're, you know.
They are. We're going to Antwerp next year. We're going to Middelburg, Willemstad, and then we're going back to Amsterdam. So when I looked at going to Europe for the first time past COVID, I wanted to fly into one city and fly out of the same city. I really didn't want to fly into one city and then fly from a different city and do multiple things, and I'm just trying to keep it safe. COVID is still out there. It's probably going to be out there the rest of our lives, but I'm trying to put this together so everybody feels safe and everybody, you know, wants to go and join us. Of course, we never know what tomorrow brings, but again, we're excited. It's next April. One thing we are doing is it starts Monday, but I'm going to start it today on your show. If you book the month of August, then everybody's going to get $200 off per person. So a couple will save $400. So that's kind of like our August gift to you. We do still have space left. I believe we've got 10 people booked now. I'd like to take 20 or 30 people because the more the merrier. It's just super fun.
It really is super fun. So this trip will be on the Rhine River and other rivers, and it will primarily be in Holland. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. We do go to Belgium a little bit.
Right, Belgium. I was going to say,
concentrate.
My geography is not so good, and I thought Antwerp was in Belgium. So this is a Holland-Belgium tour.
Correct.
You're not going to get down to Germany or down to Switzerland, but that's okay. There's plenty of stuff to see in Holland and Belgium. And if you ever
Absolutely.
Saw Monument Men, then you know that Belgium and Antwerp and all those places are great places to see beautiful architecture and scenery. So let's get right down to brass tacks. You're already giving us a $200 discount per person if we book by the end of August. That starts today. She started early for WTAD listeners. We appreciate that. What kind of cash am I going to have to dole out to get on this trip here?
Well, you know, river cruising is, you know, people say, gosh, it's so expensive. It's $5,000 to $6,000 per person. Okay, but it's everything that you need. There's no big bill at the end of the cruise. The very first river cruise that I did with a group, I think there were 30 of us. And I always try to buy, you know, a round of drinks during entertainment at night, every day, sometimes twice a day, you know, that's just our job. When I got my bill at the end of the cruise, it was $213, I thought, they didn't charge me. I went to the front desk and I said, I'm sorry, I think there's been a mistake because my bill was $200 and I think I owe you a lot more than that. I bought drinks, here's my receipt, da 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 da. And they're like, no, all that other stuff, that's already included. So, no, that's all you owe. And I thought, oh my gosh. I had some people say, oh, our bill was only $50. I'm like, that's fabulous. You don't have that big bill at the end of a river cruise like you do on an ocean liner.
Because the drinks are an extra and the food is an extra. It's included. It's your hotel, floating hotel. You never have to unpack. That's the best
part. Well, and one of the big things to me is when I look at my expenditures, bottled water. On a cruise ship, I want bottled water, and I'm a big water drinker. I mean, I drink 6 to 7 bottles a day. It adds up on a cruise ship when they're charging you $4 a bottle. On a river cruise, they hand you a bottle of water like, you know, it's going out of style. They don't charge you for that.
Yeah, they
that
give you one every
included.
Time you leave the ship. Yeah.
Avalon. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Avalon is really great. They give you, when you come back, they have these little warm towels for you to wash yourself off and wipe your face off and everything.
And more bottled water.
And more bottled water.
Or a welcome drink. They have welcome drinks a lot every time you turn around. And, you know, when I went on my first river cruise, I thought, gosh, am I going to miss the casino? Am I going to miss, you know, the Las Vegas-style shows? I absolutely positively did not. I didn't miss the dirtiness of the casino, first of all. And I didn't miss the shows because all of the shows, as you know, it's local
it's
music.
Local style, yeah. Greg still talks about going back to Rumesheim. I think Greg would love to live in Rumesheim, Germany. That's the only, he just wants to sit there and drink Rumesheim brandy and coffee all day long. Well, this is great. And as Lori said, the cost also, like on our trip that we took together to Amsterdam when we went all the way down to Switzerland, one couple had a first-class suite And then there were people like me and Greg that had, you know, the lesser cabins, and then people all throughout the middle. So when you call destination travel, you can kind of book based on your budget. Because,
exactly.
You know, you're going to be getting off the ship every day. You're going to be taking trips every day. You're going to be doing things every day. So the cabin that is comfortable enough to sleep in is the only cabin you need, because, you know, you're going to be out and about doing an awful lot of stuff. So, Lori, this sounds fantastic. Again, it's you fly out of St. Louis on April 21st. That's after Easter. You
correct.
Come back on April 30th. You spend the first night in Amsterdam, and that's number one, to help you with jet lag, and number two, just to give you an extra day in Amsterdam to look around that town. And then where is St. Bafts Cathedral? Or St. Bafts? Is that in...
I believe that is in Ghent, I believe.
I think you're right. I think it's the Ghent, because I know that that was one of the places where Monument Men restored something, so... That is a great thing. So, yeah, I don't know much about Belgium, but, boy, it sounds like a great trip. So if you book by the end of August, you get $200 off. Yes, you should probably plan for it to be between $5,000, $6,000, up to $7,000 a person, depending on how luxurious you want your accommodations. But, of course, the sooner you book with Lori at Destination Travel, the better options you have of rooms. So
absolutely, because there's only 110 people on board.
Yeah, it's really nice. You get to meet people from all over the world. I mean, there are people all over the world coming. There's a lot of people from Asia that come. We had a great group from Australia. Remember that funny group?
I do, yes.
Of course, I was the one that one night announced very loudly, I think I'm too drunk to stay up. I'm going to bed. My husband's like, you don't have to yell, Mary. Everybody knows. But they do give you all the wine and beer you can drink. So that's kind of scary for someone like me. So, Lori, how can we get in touch with you?
All they have to do is give us a call at 217-223-8747.
223-8747. You also have a website.
We do. Number one, destinationtravel.com, and you can see all of the information there about this tour and our other tours. We are going to London next year as well, next summer. And again, like I said, we're going to Iceland this fall. So we're starting to travel again. I miss traveling with my groups. You know, that's my thing. That's what I love to do. And I just can't wait to get out there with clients again. Super excited.
Well, get me back on your mailing list. Get my email back up activated, because I want to get more of your trips. And then before I let you go, I want you to take off your Lori Shannon, entrepreneur, businesswoman, owner of a travel agency, and I want you to put on your wife hat, because your husband, Mike Shannon, is celebrating his 50th year in broadcasting for the St. Louis Cardinals. That's amazing. And I think Mike recently had kind of a landmark birthday, too, didn't he?
He did. Every birthday, I think, is a landmark birthday nowadays. He did. He had a great birthday, and we kind of went over the top on the birthday a little bit, because he did have COVID last year, as everybody probably knows already, and he's still a long hauler, as they call it, trying to get through some of the things with that. But I'll tell you what, he's a go-getter. He's ready to go on the river cruise. He said, I'm taking my cane and I'm going.
That's right. And you know what? I will say this. Anyone who thinks Mike Shannon is not the vigorous athlete that he once was, well, he's never going to be the vigorous athlete he once was, but that guy can really rock it. He went and did some walking tours that Greg and I were like, oh, no, we're not going to do that. It's too arduous for us, you know. So it's really great. I'm so glad. I've been listening to the Cardinal games, and they've been saluting him a lot for his 50th year in broadcasting. I know that you love taking care of him and making sure he has ice cream, and we're so happy that you both found love and happiness, and it's just really great. So take good care of him and tell him that Greg and I said hi, and we certainly do definitely hope we can travel with you guys again. This trip right here sounds ideal. She's got trips to England. She's got trips to Iceland. She's got trips to Belgium and Amsterdam. So, folks, if you want to travel with Lori Shannon, give her a call at 217-223-8747. And now, this is Mike's last year broadcasting, right?
It is. He has 22 games left. We were just talking about that last night. 22 games.
Oh, it's a bittersweet thing. But then he'll be totally at your beck and call next year.
He's ready to travel.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I said, what do you want to do? I want to travel.
Well, good. He's got the right gal to help him.
Okay. Exactly. You know, we went to Jamaica 2 weeks ago. That was his birthday present for me. And when we left, I said, so how did you like the trip? Because I've taken him to Jamaica one other time. He said it was great. Are you kidding? I sat in the shade by the pool all day. They brought me food and drinks. I didn't have to do anything.
That's right.
He loved it. It was perfect.
And the great thing about Mike when he travels, unless he opens his mouth, people don't really know who he is. So he can walk around, you know, down in Amsterdam and, you know, just be a regular guy. So that's the best part of it. Lori, you're the best. Thank you so much for sharing time with WTAD and for letting your listeners know. And again, folks, if you're a little bit reticent about booking things, there you can get your money back if they're canceled. So Lori will tell you all about that when you call her at 223-8747 or go to onedestinationtravel.com. Lori, have a great day.
Thank you, Mary. You too.
Thank you
so much.
Great talking to her. The first trip we took together was in Alaska. And we were both young single chicks then. Now we're old married ladies, and she's fun to travel with.